Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's 12:04 Pacific time. Oh, what am I doing? I'm going to get the date here. I was thinking about something else. Hey, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the second day of February 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, it's spring here. Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's showing this like 5 days in the forecast. You know, they had their Groundhog's Day today, and the little creature saw its, didn't see its shadow. So it's supposed to be 6 more weeks of winter. Well, if this is winter, I'll take it. I mean, this is unbelievable. A while ago, I felt really good for like 30 seconds. I'm not kidding you. I love it, and I'll take it for now. I'm sure that some nasty weather is going to come along before it's over with, but right now I got no complaints. That being said, let's see what, there's a couple of things we're going to hit up before we even jump into the articles. And we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Man, talk about a comedy airs. Alrighty then, like we said, there's a couple little things we're going to cover. One thing is, before I came up here, the stock market was down like 550 or 40 points on the Dow, and 100 down on the NASDAQ, and I think 60 or something like that down, or maybe 30 on the S&P. And they're, it's a real big, exciting thing at the same time that they're releasing their memo. You talk about a cover for a cover, man, I'm telling you. Now, we'll remember back when Obama was still in office, about every 6 months, just like you'd have the white hats and the black hats, there's going to be a bunch of arrests, and, it's been going on for years. Every November, there's big indictments, they're going to get them, they're going to arrest the government, and everything's going to be groovy. And, here we have this, the stock market thing, and it was like, it was a repetitive thing. It's like, like a cycletic thing. They, you know, they, what we finally got down to was, you know, these charlatans, they had been just, you know, just discredited to the, well, it was the same son of a bitch as telling you that everything was okay in 2008 as they watched people's lives get destroyed. And what's going to, because everything's groovy, don't do it, and then nothing's going to happen. And then they all come out, you know, 6 months later and they're telling you again, they're trying to regain your confidence. And what it all boiled down to, if you'll remember, we talked about it. You know, if we would just believe it, it would be real. You know, they've got 200,000 new jobs, you know. And they're still playing the same old game. When they first started doing this back in 08, when everything was going to shit, they said that you needed in this country, because of the people coming out of college and, you know, going into the workforce and coming out of high school and going into the workforce, you needed 350,000 jobs a month just for an even keel. But, you know, they started just like revising the numbers down for unemployment and removing, you know, the only people they were counting to be on unemployment was people who could actually still draw unemployment, who hadn't exhausted their unemployment. And they started jacking the numbers this way and jacking the numbers that way, but it still stayed consistent that if we just believe it, it would be real. And I guess people quit believing today. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this was a reaction to the release of this big memo. Did you guys see the release of the big memo? Well, I'm here with the board. What was the big memo about? Wow, you know, somebody got an illegal warrant on Trump? You think about our people, you know, our doors are kicked in. We're killed on the side of the road, killed in our own houses without warrant. I mean, blatant, just complete disregard for our Bill of Rights and our natural rights. And they, but this one thing here, they're talking, oh, this could be a constitutional crisis. This is bullshit. This is to divert from the attention, from the fact that these bastards are right now are, you know, getting ready to do this, DACA, this goddamn it, sanction of the invasion that's come into this country. This thing they've been working on for about 11 freaking years now. Let's be honest about it. Clear back to Bush. Hell, let's go back, you know, 12 years. They've been working trying to get this through. They couldn't get two goddamn amnesty people on amnesty in this country. Now they're getting ready to get millions of them. Millions, the whole 11 million that they were shooting for. And this is all just a fucking con. I mean, and like with this coming out with this memo. Well, yeah, duh. If you think that's bad, buddy, come live. Look, take a look over here in my world, what these bastards do on a daily basis. And they ain't even in the FBI. These are local goddamn enforcers. You, as far as the FISA thing and the NSA spying and using the FBI to go after Trump, we covered it right on this program. We had the articles that showed that they were going into the databases to have a local crime, see if they could find, if you know, get a drug charge on somebody or anything. And they got caught doing it, and it just got and it just went away. This is just another. This is just the production people going forward. That's all it is. Now, let's see what we got on the itinerary here. There was something else I wanted here. Excuse me just one second. Wow, I got the wrong stack of things here. No wonder it didn't look right. Oh, there it is. Okay. Tillerson warns against China-Russia engagement in the Americas. Now, Tillerson, he's getting ready to go down to South America. I suppose he's supposed to be our Secretary of State or some kind of shit. He's one of those occupiers in the occupation over there. I don't know what his flunky handle is, but warns against China and Russia. And when I first seen this, I go, wow, really? Because I had, well, he's warning us against this at the same time we're merging with goddamn China. I mean, every face I see is a slant-eyed Chinaman coming in, and we need them we need their money. I mean, up in Alaska, they're getting ready to go after our Alaska wilderness to tap into our oil and our natural gas up there. I mean, everywhere you look, they're going after our infrastructure. They're going after our highways for goddamn sure. Old bitch McConnell's old lady is running it for the communist Chinese to take over our infrastructure. But I wonder what the hell was old Rexia talking about? Well, let's see. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Thursday warned countries in the Western Hemisphere. I think we're in the Western Hemisphere, so maybe he should warning us too here, right? To beware of Chinese investment. What? He had just had Trump going over there, and they were rolling around on the floor in their smocks and kissing and doing weird shit and come back. And goddamn, there's a pile of them coming over here to invest in your country. What's he saying here? Saying it is reminiscent of European colonialism. He also, okay, I'm going to stay with that. He also derided Russia for selling weaponry to unfriendly authoritarian governments in the region. Before embarking on Thursdays on a five-nation Thursday on a five-nation trip to Latin America. Oh, that part of America. You don't want the Chinese invading Latin America. But, if, well, the United States of America, well, you're inviting them in. Well, why wouldn't we want them? Let's see what this guy's talking about. Tillerson said China seeks only to enrich itself with investment and development projects. But that's not what they're doing here, Rex. I don't get it. He said regional governments should protect themselves against predator actors that are now showing up in our hemisphere. But you and Trump, your administration, you're merging us with China. And now you're telling me China's got bad intent here? I'm not getting this. Specifically mentioning China. He said Chinese investment may look good, but comes with a heavy price. Really? China, as it does in emerging markets throughout the world, offers the appearance of an attractive path to development. You mean like up in Alaska? But in reality, this often involves trading short-term gains for long-term dependency, Tillerson said in a speech at the University of Texas. He said Chinese offers almost always demand the use of imported Chinese labor. We already told you that's a coming. And we're going to see these Chinese workers? Oh, they're going to be out in the desert here in Oregon and in Nevada and in Utah. They're going to be, well, digging up our uranium and our gold and our silver because they just opened that all up. For what was it, $275 investment and $150 a year, they can come in and dig out all of our goddamn minerals. And the Alaskan wilderness, hell, they've got oil fields. They've got their banks here. They have put banks in our country, Rex. You do know that, right? Oh, man. Okay, imported labor, large loans, and unsustainable debt, and ignore human and property rights. Really? While this trade has brought benefits, the unfair trading practices used by many Chinese have also harmed these countries. Manufacturing sectors, generating unemployment and lower wages for workers. Latin America does not need a new imperial power. Oh, you're not talking about us. You're talking about Latin America, where we're the imperial power, doing all these things to Latin America that you say China wants to do to them, at the same time that we're merging with China so they can come in here and, well, do it to us, right? I mean, can you look at what this guy's saying? And look what just happened with Trump over there and bringing all these son of a bitches in here to do this to us. But keep them out of Latin America. We got our contracts down there, don't you know? He lamented that China is now the largest trading partner with Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Peru. Tillerson will be visiting Argentina and Peru on his Latin American tour, which begins late Thursday in Mexico and will end next week with stops in Colombia and Jamaica. On his trip, Tillerson will be pushing good governance and anti-corruption efforts. That's funny. Efforts as well as promoting trade with the United States. Oh, okay. Which he held as a better alternative than China. Well, what's the difference, Rexy? If we're merging with China, and China's, I mean, goddamn, it's hard to find a big business in this country that if you go looking into who owns that son of a bitch, you don't find. How in the hell is it? What's the deal here? Is there some exclusive contracts? Do you guys have some kind of exclusive hold on South America and Central America? We do not seek short-term deals with lopsided returns. He said, no, you'll just go pound it. You don't do that con job thing. You just go over and pound the hell out of them with bombs and take their shit. Tillerson also took aim at Russia, saying its growing presence in the region is alarming. But China, I mean, they're talking about China, but who in the hell's inviting China into this? I guess you can just come to the United States and merge with us and we'll become communist China. And you better beware, Mexico, Central and South America. You guys better, Peru, you better beware because China's right on your border now. It's called the United States. I mean, this is bizarre. At the same time that they're on, that Trump's on TV embracing these bastards, here you have Rex Tillerson warning the goddamn South Americans not to let them into their country. Their banks are here, people. Tillerson also took aim at Russia. Russia, he said, continues to sell arms and military equipment to unfriendly regimes who do not share or respect democratic values. Well, we're not a democracy to start with here, Rex. And I seen that goddamn son of a bitch, Tucker Carlson, up there talking about the, you know, our democracy and shit. You know these bastards know better. They are just as communist as goddamn Hillary Clinton. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are just as commie as goddamn Hillary Clinton. Because, I mean, Jones, he's even talked in the past, he talked about how this is a republic and not a democracy. And you ought to hear that sorry, treasonous, double fork-tongued son of a bitch talk today. I'm sorry, I'm kind of breaking up. I'm just so giddy over the weather, man. I want to go outside and do something. It's insane. I feel like I ought to be out there raking. At any rate, our region must be diligent to guard against faraway powers who do not reflect the fundamental values shared in the region. So you're warning them against what you're doing to us. This is the whole point of why I brought this up, people. Or am I missing something here? Because I don't think I am. All righty, what we got here? Next up, 70,000 New York permit holders are now felons for failing to register handguns. Good for them. 70,000, that's a lot to go after if they stick together. This is from Guns. I mean, I want to talk about the cowardly sons of bitches who did go and register their guns with them, with their government, who has no authority. From Guns America, it was sent in by Swifty Lomax for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. How are you doing out there today, Don? Don's come by and visited me. He's a real good guy. I like him and his wife, Judy. On a Thursday of this week, more than 70,000 New York pistol permit holders woke up as felons, lawbreakers, I guess it's just throwing in there. Yeah, that would be a law breaking. What was their crime? They didn't register their handguns with the state. Well, then they committed no crime. Now, why on God's green earth would they have to do that? Well, because they live in a communist collective state there, in a communist collective city, and they told them somebody wrote it down on a piece of paper, and two or three of them signed it, and you better do it or they'll kill you. But 70,000 is a lot of people to be screwing with, man. That's, you know, we always on the broadcast we're talking about, you know, where are the people, where are our people? Here's 70,000 of them right here. Here's 70,000 people throwing up their middle finger and saying, no, I'm not. And these are people that you'll never see on the websites. These are people who get up and go to work every day and bust their ass so that they can be robbed by this shit-ass government that's now thinking they're going to take their guns away from them or make them register them. Here's 70,000. That's a fair amount of people to deal with, wouldn't you think? Go ahead.
They're so busy working, trying to keep the lights on. They don't have time to register their guns.
Yeah, that's a fact, brother. But the bottom line here is they're not going to register them either. And, you know, when they try to act like there's only two people in the whole United States that don't love this government and want to be taken over that ditch and get a bullet in their head. It just ain't so. I mean, this is Jew frickin' York. You mean Commie Central. And here's 70,000 people. 70,000, I mean, you've got 70,000 determined people with guns. You better have about 140,000 to face them. You think that New Jew York can get 140,000 New Yorkers to go after 70,000 New Yorkers who are telling them to screw off? Because I don't. Emperor, I love that. They threw in there. Emperor Governor Andrew Cuomo ran through the New York Secure Ammunition Act. And Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act in 2013. Rammed it through. You know what ramming it through means? It means a couple of them treasonous dog shit eating bastards, they wrote it down on a piece of paper, and a couple more of them signed it, and then Andrew Cuomo signed it, and then they put a little goddamn, they went and got that, what John used to always say about the candy wrapper, you know, the golden candy wrapper, and they cut them a star out of it and stuck it on there, and man, that's law. Real, I know it ain't. No, it ain't, Cuomo, you homo. This insidious law requires pistol permit holders to register their handguns and certify their licenses every 5 years. Failure to do so is I love this. I never seen this before. A Class E felony? They got Class E felonies now? I know there was a Class A felony. I know there was a Class B felony and a Class C felony. A Class E felony? This is getting, way out there, isn't it? I mean, you went from a Class C felony, it dropped to a misdemeanor. So are they making the misdemeanors felonies of a different nature? So, well, maybe they can take your guns. They wouldn't do that, would they? I'm sorry, I'd withdraw that conspiracy theory. The objective was clear. Build a massive central database of every handgun owner in New York, not only who they are and where they live, but what handguns they have in their possession. Why would a government want to know which citizens are armed? I'll leave you to answer that. Well, it's not so much what citizens are armed, but what citizens won't come and will not allow the infringement on their Second Article right. Is what they found. You know, they'd found this out in Connecticut when they tried to take the magazines and do, well, you got 150,000 felons today. I guess you better go start rounding up those people who wouldn't give up their high capacity magazines. And now you got the option here in New York. You better go start rounding up those 70,000 people with handguns who won't register them. You see how it gets kind of, you know, touchy here, kind of a little dicey? If you're one of these communist pricks who are trying to, this has all been a bluff. If people would have fell for this, look at where you'd be. When the people in Connecticut, I had believed they were, because I know our people are out there. God damn it, we're the bulk of the population in this country. But when I seen the people in Connecticut say, throw up their middle finger, now I see these people in New York throwing up their middle finger. I've known a few people from New York. And I mean, you got your communists and you got your goddamn, you know, 21st century faggot operations there, but you got some hardcore frickin' people in New York too. People that they'll use those guns. Okay, we'll have for the first time a statewide handgun database that will allow the state, allow local officials to check periodically, Cuomo said. Well, I mean, this is a bullshit piece of legislation. It is a absolute infringement upon the Second Article. But what I mean, checking periodically, see, this is how communists do it. Communists are cowards. I'm going to tell you guys, they're cowards. They are yellow, man. I've never seen people more yellow than the communists. I mean, the yellow communism, I guess, over there, and you could get touchy with it over there in the Chinese communism, but the yellow communists, but they are yellow. They are cowardly people. I've read a lot of books about communists, and their only claim to fame is manipulation and fraud and tricking other people into doing the killing for them. And when the massacre's hot, man, enough people have been pissed off on a situation, and they may have agitated this way or that way, but if the same people would have turned around and killed them at any point in the ballgame, but right up at the end of it, when it's in the heat of battle, when the tide is turned and the goddamn one group is taking another group, the communists will come in, and boy, this is what we've seen in this country. They'll come in, and it was them all along. They were on the front lines. Bam, bam. They're the ones that won the day. And I'll tell you, if they show up and they're always in the back of the crowd or back a couple of buildings away looking around the corner and shit starts to go wrong, they will go the other way. And you won't see them for a couple of months while they're scheming on another operation to try to get somebody else to do their killing for them. And this is what this red communist Cuomo, you know that Chris Cuomo, he's this guy's brother. He's on CNN. He's the big dog. I mean, that's one guy I just love to. Man, I'm way older than you, Chris Cuomo. I'd love to fight you. I mean, that could relieve so much of my anxiety. I could probably feel good for like 45 freaking seconds, man, if I could just fight your ass, you little punk prick. He's one of them that comes up there with his, you know, just, but like he's tough. And you can see him, you know, you little pencil neck prick. I'll shove you down your fucking coat rack in about 2 seconds. But I mean, he's one of them that just gets me in that area where I just love to just, I mean, I could beat him easy. I could pound him shit, but I would slap that son of a bitch. I would slap until he was in tears and his face was just beet red from being fucking slapped. I might slap him to death. For over 370,000 New Yorkers, all of whom were issued a permit before the rollout of the SAFE Act, the deadline to recertify was January 31st, 2018. This past Wednesday, estimates suggest that only 300,000, and these are some cowardly, worthless sons of bitches, Yeah, I mean, these are the problem. You got the 70,000 here, but you know what? These 70,000, because these 300,000 are cowards. These 70,000 have courage. They're brave people. These 70,000 will wipe these 300,000 out and not lose. I mean, they'll wipe the whole lot of them out and not lose 1,000 in a fight. And I know it's true. God damn, what kind of coward do you have to be? It ain't like people can't read the second article to our Bill of Rights and know absolutely without doubt that they do not have the authority to do this. But the 300,000, they disgust me. But then you're only talking 300,000 and millions of people that live there. You're only talking when you're talking the handguns, you're talking about people that are, you know, the concealed carrier, what might have you to have a handgun. You're not talking about everybody's got a handgun, because I got to believe there's probably 500,000 that have handguns and say, I don't need no goddamn permit. And you start fucking with that 70,000, and I'm going to show you why. New York, 300,000 New Yorkers, all of whom were issued a permit. Okay, so estimates suggest that only 300,000 followed through with the mandate, meaning approximately 70,000 or more did not. To calm the nerves, I love this. See, what happened here is they man, 70,000, oh, what? Now what are you going to do there, Como Homo? What you going to do, you yellow-ass communist? What are you going to do? 70,000 of them throwing their fingers up and saying, fuck you. You ain't doing it, buddy. Now what are you going to do? Well, let's see. To calm the nerves of worried gun owners? I don't think so. I think to throw cover up for the cowardly-ass communists who can't back this shit. They can't. They're writing checks that their asses can't. Their mouths are writing checks that their asses can't cash. That's what I was going after. And now they're sitting here. Boy, they're going to. What are they going to do? They're going to be magnanimous. Because if you go out there and you ain't got enough goddamn cops to go after 70,000 people, Homo, do ya? So, I mean, I love the way they try to twist it around like they're the good guys here. To calm the nerves of worried gun owners, state police have said they will not prosecute those who unknowingly missed the deadline. So it's just anybody. We're not going to prosecute anybody on this, just like you didn't in Connecticut, because you're a bunch of fucking cowards. But I need you to go out and prosecute this. I'm going to try and encourage you to go out and prosecute this when I get back from these messages. We are down at the bottom of the hour. We will be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Blackberry with Payback's a Bitch. Katie sent that in. That's how Katie is. And I don't blame her one damn bit because I feel the same way. The other morning I was listening to the Micro Effect, Mark Kornke's Morning Intelligence Report. And there was, you know, I go in the chat room every once in a while because I don't like to come up on the air, but I do like to voice my opinion. And Joe's decided that it's best, let people voice their opinion rather than have to just completely spend time just running you down and making their point. And so I was on there, and there was some couple of fellows on there. I just hit Joe because he was talking about, he's trying to pimp off Idaho. So I laid it on him, by what right do you? You know, you're going to inviting people in. The people that have lived there all their lives don't want what you want, buddy. What did you come there for kind of deal? And some guy, I guess he was a doctor down in California, and he said, you might want me up there to fight at your side. I told him, I don't need you to fight at my side, son. I don't need nothing from you. I need you to stay away. You people have destroyed my life, everything I've known. My hunting, my fishing, everything I enjoy, you have ruined it. You come here and you come from the sewer down there that you created, fleeing the mess you made to come up here to try to mess on what's mine. And so, you know, this guy, you know, they went back and forth, and they're trying to, you know, I guess distance themselves from you. But, one of them said something about, you know, how we're going to have to get, you know, come together because we're going to have to solve these problems. I'm not here for that. I'm here for revenge. And the guy comes back and he says, oh, I feel sorry for you. You must be very scared. I said, oh, yeah, if I'm scared, why don't you come up here and scare me, boy, city boy. And then nothing came back. And I told him he'd come up here, I'd put a fucking dress on him, and I will. And because it is going to be payback. God damn it. What they have done to us, they deserve some goddamn payback. Good one, Katie. That being said, we're back here to 70,000 New Yorkers now felons. The state police are not going to penalize those people who failed to recertify unknowingly by the deadline, said Bo Duffy, Director of Public Information for New York State Police. What we're going to do is to continue to accept recertifications. It's the same thing they did in Connecticut with the magazine thing. And the people said, no, F you, man. You people stand on your ground. I mean, if 70,000, they go after 70,000 people, they start killing people, it should break out across this goddamn country. That should be the spark that ignites it. You cowardly, lying, homo, son of a bitch. Continue to accept recertifications past the deadline. We added, they put down a deadline. Ain't that what tough guys do, Como? Like your brother Chris Como, he's a tough guy. You put down a deadline. Now, bitch, you're walking back from you drew a line in the sand. You drew a line in the dirt on the pavement. Now you're backing away from it, bitch. Looks to me like you ain't got no spine. He added, we want to make sure everyone is aware and has the opportunity to recertify so we can have the best possible records. I'm sure you do. The bottom line here is this is the same thing they did in Connecticut. And you know what? Them people still ain't turned in their goddamn magazines. And you know, when you want to get ready, you feel froggy, commie. You need to hop. That's what you need to do because we're all scared out here because we want payback. Because payback's a bitch. Okay, so the state police aren't going to punish people for unknowingly. They keep putting that in quotation marks. So, I mean, if they did come at somebody, they're expecting people when they go out to, instead of just shooting their asses, that's why they put that in there. To give you an out, rather than they're coming to take the gun, blast, you know, shooting them, but unknowingly, but they're still going to come there. If they come to your house, they're coming to punk you and make you register your gun. So, it's on you guys. It's on you guys. Tell you, I mean, you can believe me or not, but I know what I would do. But what about the county judges and officers in charge of issuing permits? Don't forget, New York is a may-issue state. Permits are issued at the discretion of county judges, not state police. How will these county officials respond to those who missed the deadline? Will they start pulling permits? No. Because if they did, man, it's come to the point. We've talked about it. We know what our grandfathers would have done. Hell, what our fathers would have done. Oh, that judge, he's coming after people and fucking with people. God damn, his house burned down with him in it the other night. Oh, damn, shit's going to start happening. And what, you got 70,000 suspects? Go find one. Go find out who did it. It's in the law, but I don't want to speculate how we're going to move forward on it. You betcha, buddy. Duffy said, it would be up to each office to make that decision. That crew, yeah, throw it onto them, you commie bastards. Though I wouldn't want to be one of these judges who had to make that decision. You better have good fire insurance in case these people are like their grandparents and their parents, and they might burn your house down in the middle of the night with you in it, just in case. To state the obvious, this is a disaster, the whole thing. And I didn't even say how much it's costing taxpayers. You ready for this? $28 million, according to NPR. Wow, talk about a giant waste of money. No shit, that's what they do. That is their profession. They're like a Terminator. That's what they do. That's all they do. My favorite aspect of this whole SNAFU, I like that, FU, that's pretty good, is the is this answer on the Q&A page of safeact.newyorkgovernment. The question reads, will permit holders' guns be confiscated if they can't prove they recertified? The answer, to be clear, the state police will not be confiscating weapons from those permit holders who fail to recertify by January 31st. This provision was never intended to be a got you for pistol permits. Oh, no. This is a you don't know what a spineless communist looks like as it's slithering back into the shadows. This is what it looks like. It was included in the law that was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor in order to update the accuracy of both state and local records. This is John and Ted and Joe. You know, they wrote it down on that piece of paper, this blatant goddamn infringement. And with that, they just wrote it down. I guess we can enforce it, can we? To that end, the state police and you cowardly 300,000 that did it. Boy, I hope you're having a hard time living with yourselves. Maybe you'll take one of those registered guns and stick it in your mouth and blow your cowardly brains out. To that end, the state police will continue to accept recertifications throughout 2018 while we continue to update the database. Just would you come on in and participate in this treason? What a lie. Right on. This whole system is a got you scheme. As Como said, it's for police to check periodically. What are they checking for if not to confiscate guns from those who shouldn't have them? Watch what happens down the road. 2 or 3 years from now, state police will be checking the list regularly for people with expired licenses. Why? Because they're felons under the law. They are guilty of criminal possession of a firearm. Consequently, their guns will have been seized. Yep. I guess that people are seeing this pretty clear, and we're not all alone. Oh, let's see if I want to go to that one. Yeah, maybe we'll do this one. We're up against it. Pro-mass immigration billionaire Koch brothers commit to opposing Trump's effort to end chain migration, from Breitbart. This was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And gee, just since we talked about it yesterday, now we do know, and remember this, that we reported on this, that one of the Koch brothers' representatives is actually one of the people that is writing this amnesty bill. That Trump is suggesting. I mean, he wrote this shit out. So this is just, you know, everybody's seen it when that came out. You know, God, the Koch brothers, boy, you guys really are con men, pieces of shit. We know you want us all enslaved, you dirty bastards. And how come, well, where do they live? They hide. They have to hide. But that being said, I mean, the way that they're trying to turn this around, like, oh, now they're anti-Trump. They got one of their guys working. He wrote this shit for Trump, okay? Keep that in mind as I'm reading this. The pro-mass immigration billionaires Charles and David Koch, known informally as the Koch brothers, have committed to opposing President Trump's popular. Now, see, this is where the con is. See if you can pick out the con here, people. I'm going to do it one more time to make sure you have an opportunity and are looking for the con here. The pro-mass immigration billionaires Charles and David Koch, known informally as the Koch brothers, have committed to opposing President Trump's popular plan to reduce legal immigration levels to raise the wages and quality of life for American working and middle class. Oh, the Koch brothers are against this. You see what they're playing a game now. Now Trump, now he's in it with the Koch brothers because, you know, we want Trump's plan. Get out of the way, Koch brothers. And see, this is just throwing out, you know, some controlled opposition, some, like, somebody's really against this for the wrong reasons. So now we get behind Trump and his, well, what's going to come down to 11 million amnesties when it's all said and done? 11 million amnesties, and we build a wall to keep them all in here because we've already been invaded. But his popular plan, you know, that's his popular plan. Well, what is the part? They're saying it's just to reduce legal immigration. It would be popular if that's all it was, wouldn't it? But I think there's a little more to it than reducing legal immigration. I think there's about 11 million other points to consider. 11 million more points of darkness. 11 million more invaders that are going to be saying, I mean, this has been they've been trying to do this, people, for 12 freaking years, hardcore. They couldn't get the 700,000. It was stopped by the state of Texas and the other 25 states that sued. They've been shut down at every angle. But now you got the Koch brothers and they're going to, I'm against President Trump over there that I helped pay to put in office and did all the back door dealing to get him into that goddamn seat. And he put out the big con because you know what? He did what Obama couldn't do. He made people believe in it. He made people believe, and that makes it real. No, it doesn't. But here you have it again. The way they play the goddamn the word game here with us, to reduce illegal immigration levels, to raise wages. That's what he's doing. He ain't handing amnesty over to 11 million people when he said there will be no amnesty. He ain't a lying, no good piece of dog shit. He's fighting the Koch brothers for you and me, for jobs, jobs, jobs. After a summit with donors and activists, the Koch brothers confirmed through their Hispanic lobby organization, the Library Initiative, that they would strongly oppose Trump's plan to end the process known as chain migration, whereby newly neutralized. See, it's all come down to it. People are throwing this right back in that dirty bastard, that crook son of a bitch in Trump's face. It's down to you lying, dirty son of a bitch. So they got to try and bring it around to this chain migration thing. This is the issue, and Trump's against that chain migration, and that's what this whole campaign and this voting this prick in was for, was to stop chain migration. No, it wasn't. It was to get rid of every goddamn one of them. And that was to sign DACA, executive order ending DACA day one, remember? And it was to remove every one of them. And then build a wall, and by the way, Mexico was going to pay for. See, they're just trying to change the narrative to make it like this was what was really going on. People aren't going to fall for this, Trumpy. I know you got somebody listening. You are a sorry son of a bitch. You are pathetic in your attempts to con. Con's one thing when you step up and say, if I'm elected president, I will end DACA on day one. I will get rid of every invader that has come here. They got to go. Every one of them, DACA, all of them got to go. That's one kind of con. But when you turn around, when you do the big bait and switch, that's when it gets kind of testy. That's when people, no, he didn't say nothing. You know, of course, chain migration ain't going to be there because you're getting rid of every one of them. There's no one to chain migrate, is there? You see what I'm saying here? Daniel Garza of the Koch brothers' labor initiative told Fortune, "We cannot support arbitrary cuts to future legal immigration." So this is, you know, we just fight over this and that 11 million, just forget about that. That's just something that's not even a significant part of this. We're talking about the chain migration. The chain migration couldn't exist. The issue of the chain migration couldn't exist if Trump did what he said he was going to do. And all he had to do was start signing executive orders, getting rid of all of the goddamn waivers to the law, that the illegal waivers, because you can't just write waivers and change legislation. We get rid of all the waivers and order the enforcement of the law. Every one of them has to go. You didn't have to pass no legislation. There was nothing broken about the system that needed to be fixed. The only thing broken about it was the laws weren't being enforced, and these goddamn these waivers were being written illegally. Everything they've done has been illegal. This is how they've held them here for the last 12 years, as they're trying to find a con so that they can get it past the people and get these son of a bitches in here to the point to where we're outnumbered, and then they can unleash on us. Chain migration. Let's see, where was it? I'm sorry. We cannot support arbitrary cuts to future legal immigration levels. We welcome a debate about whether our current legal immigration policy properly balances family and skill-based migration. But that broad debate should not distract from the immediate goal of providing certainty to dreamers and enhancing security. Screw you, man. You talk about, I mean, they are doing everything. There is no way this con can work, Trumpy. I know you got somebody listening. Somebody go tell this son of a bitch. This can't work. You, I mean, the internet's too omnipresent. What you have done has been exposed as you were doing it. And now you're sitting there, you're painted yourself into a fucking corner. And you know, you got the 8th coming up here, the 8th of February, when they're, do you think that they're going to try and shut the government down over this again? Because that blew up in the other side's face. See, they're pretending they're against each other, but they are hurting each other, which is kind of fun to watch. But in the 8th, man, something's got to give here. What's it going to be? And what's it going to be? I'm going to tell you, it's going to be like, God, I can't believe those Democrats, and they all got together on it. And all that's going to happen, man, all the Democrats got was 11 million of them in here. And the chain migration will continue because they were saying, well, only the spouses and the children of, and that's what it was originally. The spouses and the children, once you get the children in here, then they got relatives too. And man, I'm telling you, once you get this into the goddamn books, then you got something to litigate in the communist courts to say you don't have to follow it. We have always had the immigration laws on the books. What was the problem? How did they all get in here? They weren't enforced. And what in the hell makes you think they're going to enforce them now? When he just showed you that, well, my billionaire buddies and me, we like slave labor. And we're going to bring it all in. But like I said, it's going to be like, dang, all they got was that 11 million. The Democrats didn't get nothing. Poor Democrats. They're probably going to get elected next cycle by the people who are pissed off because they only got the 11 million and sanctuary for all the goddamn sanctuary cities. None of that shit's going to happen. The E-Verify, none of that shit's going to happen. But all they got was that 11 million. They're pissed about it. They didn't win. The Republicans won because all the Democrats got was the 11 million. You going to fall for that, people? You going to fall for it even for a second? Because I'm not. Chain migration has imported about 9.3 million. See, this is what I'm talking about. These are the 9.3 that go with the DACA that goes along with the DAPA. This is 11 million. This is what their target has been all along. All of this production they've been putting out there, this campaign, all of this shit has been for that 11 million number. Once they get that 11 million, you know how many 11 million is? Yeah, how many others? You could hide 100 million in 11 million. You put 11 million in with 100 million and mix them all up and you go tell me which ones are legal and which ones ain't. Yeah, and when you can't even go up and ask them because you're not going to be able to profile nobody, don't you know? You can't ask nobody now. They can't tell you how many are here. I can tell you it's probably close to 100 million. But this is the game they're playing with us. In the end, it's going to be like, we won a big victory. Trump's going to run on his immigration thing. Oh, he kept it down to 11 million because that's what he told us he was going to go in and do, didn't he? He said, I'm only going to let 11 million of them in and them DACA ones, they're going to go straight to the front of the line and all their goddamn relatives waiting in line is going to get in front and everybody's coming here. Hey, business as usual, actually, isn't it? 11 million foreign nationals to the U.S. since 2005, and this is what we're talking about. In that same time period, a total of 13.06 million foreign nationals have entered the United States through the legal immigration system. This has to stop. What we need right now, I'm telling you, if any of this was true, which it ain't, but if there was an inkling of something that we were going to try and stop this and try to prevent a goddamn war that's already going, to tell you the truth. But it would be a moratorium on anybody coming in here. You're going to throw every fucking body out of here that isn't absolutely here. I mean, the ones that came in here as a part of the law that was on the books, they stay. Not that there was ever no, they had the right to do that because they didn't. We never gave them authority to give our country away. But you could cut it right there. And have a 20-year moratorium. Nobody comes in. So that we could become a people again. So that we could have a culture. Hell, you can go down through Walmart and hear three different fucking languages in three different aisles in about 5 minutes. This is how you tear a people apart. This is how you rip a culture apart. This is how you conquer a nation that can't be conquered. This is what they're doing. This makes chain migration the largest driver of immigration to the United States, making up more than 70%, with every two new immigrants bringing seven foreign relatives with them. See, this narrative, this is what's got to be stopped, people. If we have to let 11 million in to stop this, that's what we're going to have to do, okay? No, we don't. No, we fucking don't. We don't have to let, no, they're supposed to be going the other goddamn way. What the hell? You think we're too stupid to see this? Huh, Trumpy? Every year, the United States admits more than 1.5 million foreign nationals. In 20 years, that's goddamn what? That's goddamn 30 million people? God damn it, people. You cannot sustain a civilization and call it a civilization. This is what killed Rome. And to think bringing all these different people in, they're the same kind of people. You don't have a sovereignty. You don't have a people. Which we did before this shit started, before those Jew pricks over there in Tel Aviv decided that multiculturalism is the way to conquer the United States. It can't be taken conventionally. It can't be taken through war. It has to be taken through duplicity and fraud. It's the only way, guys. Let's get to work on it. Let's get that political correctness going. Let's start with the kids when they're little kids in kindergarten. Get that political correctness bullshit going. So people, first thing we got to do is get it so people are, you know, we can't come right out and just outlaw the first article to the People's Bill of Rights, their right to speak. But we could, through our manipulation, through our coercion, a handful of cowards, look what they've accomplished actually through their manipulation. A handful of cowards get people afraid to even speak their goddamn minds. Afraid to speak out against a goddamn outrage right in front of their faces. Oh, I don't want to be called a racist. I don't give a fuck. Call me a racist. I want every one of these son of a bitches out of here. They have no right to be here. My property has been seized. My property as an American national has been seized without due process of the law. Guaranteed me in my Bill of Rights, son of a bitch. It's not, none of it's legal. And they're all going to go sooner or later, so you might as well just get them the hell on out of here. And maybe you won't hang with them. But it's too late for that. It's gone too far. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, just stay hardcore and let everybody know that payback's a bitch, and there's going to be payback. Now, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up behind us. And keep your left up. That is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!